You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 37, one or two in the Gospels. Today's challenge, how can you trust the Gospels when they can't even agree on details like whether Jesus exorcised one demoniac or two, healed one blind man or two, rode one animal or two, or had his resurrection announced by one angel or two? Today's defense, these incidents are not contradictions, but reports mentioning different details. It's true that the Gospels sometimes report an incident and mention only a single demoniac, blind man, animal, or angel, while other reports mention two demoniacs, blind men, animals, or angels. These are not contradictions, because in none of these cases does an evangelist say that there was only one of the thing in question present. The evangelist may mention only one, but that leaves open the possibility, confirmed by one or more of the other evangelists, that there was more than one present. It's often been noted that if several people witness a car crash, they will each observe and report different details when they recount it later. This phenomenon may be partly responsible for the cases mentioned above. For example, if Matthew was an eyewitness to a particular event, he may have remembered seeing two demoniacs, blind men, and so on, while non-eyewitnesses like Mark and Luke were dependent on sources that may have mentioned only one. There's also another phenomenon that may be at work. Dramatic simplification. Because books then were fantastically expensive, a copy of the Gospel of Matthew could have cost the ancient equivalent of more than $2,200. Ancient authors worked under pressure to keep their books short. This could result in them presenting only an incident's essentials, which could have the added benefit of making the story more focused and compelling. If, on a single occasion, two people asked Jesus for a particular favor like healing, or if two angels showed up to deliver a single message, the essence of the event could be communicated to the audience if only one was mentioned. After all, Jesus did grant a person's request for healing, and an angel did show up to deliver a message. The mention of a similar companion in both cases was not essential.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.